Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good afternoon and happy King Day to all. I am your host for Soul Cravers Radio, Jay Ross, and I have a special guest. I am here with the talented singer, Mr. Timothy Melvin. Say hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone. What's up? What's up? What's up?
Yes, yeah. And this is different for me because this is a real indie artist right here. You know, he's been doing a lot of independent music like for previous years. So, you know, I want to use this platform to you know, allow people to, you know, get to know him and his music mainly. So, Timothy, you know, tell us a little bit about yourself, born and raised, and how you Go ahead.
Well, born and raised in Jersey City, New Jersey, and I've been singing since I was about 11 years old, and I didn't really start. I started writing songs when I was like 14, but you know, it was just like words. It was more like I was just writing poems, just writing words and stuff, you know. And I didn't really, you know, I went to music school, you know, took voice lessons and all this type of stuff, and I didn't really record my first song until I was like, oh God, 24, 25.
Oh, wow. So how old
when
are
I really
now?
Started making music.
How
old am I now?
Uh-huh.
I'm 38. I'm 38 years old.
I was like, you still a spring chicken now, you know.
Well, according to some people, I'm still a spring chicken, but, you know, my bones the other way, you know, say otherwise.
Well, I've been looking around at you, you know, what's going on your, you know, Facebook, you and these triathlons and winning and getting medals and stuff. You keep it real good in shape for whatever you're doing, you know. And
yeah,
you know,
I have
like,
to because that's my my healthy addiction, my second passion, as you call it. It's okay to have more than one passion. Don't let nobody tell you that.
Right. I know that. Because a lot of times people always say that you have to look a certain way and be a certain way to, you know, to everyone's criteria, especially in these times now. And, you know, like in the industry standpoint of it, they look at you and they say, oh, he looks good, but can he sing? You know, because when I looked at you, I'm going to be honest with you. I was like, this man can't sing. And I was like, I saw you posting your music up there. So I just like, you know, I was intrigued. And so, you know, me as a music head and, you know, a blogger, I said, let me check him out. So I checked you out and I was just like, oh, my God, okay, he sounds good. And I was like, okay. And then I hear that opera influence in your voice, too. You have a very strong voice.
Oh, thank you.
Really
thank you.
Good.
Thank you. Thank you. That's another one of my chops that I don't really display often, my classical chops, because, you know, it's like, you know, I honestly don't know how some people will perceive it. You know, some may like it, some may not like it. So it's like, you know how it is. I've gotten some flack for that. I've gotten, oh, you know, people don't want to hear that mess, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, okay, well, that's good for them. But there are some that actually do, so.
Right. And then go ahead.
I said, yeah, but I'm going to cater to the ones that actually do want to hear it, you know?
Exactly. Because, like, everything is to each his own, you know, favor for a flavor, you know? In these times. And, you know, and I'm more of like a B-side person, so I don't really get into the commercial side with artists, and I like to go real depth into music because it's a lot of good music out there, but nowadays, it's like you have to make your own platform in it to get exposed, and sometimes you have to go on your own, too, to you know, to
you
get noticed and be exposed. Because a lot of times, when you get to labels, they have a machine, and the machine is there to push you, but you have to go along the way of it. And speaking of that, I want to ask you, do you have any management or anything that you do for your, like if you do bookings for your events or anything?
Well, no, I have no management, but I do. You can contact me on my Facebook page. It's Timothy Melvin, or my Instagram, Sir Timothy Melvin, and on my Twitter, Sir Timothy Sings, and you can contact me there. As of right now, I have no management. I'm currently managing myself, which is going so-so. I'm not really that experienced in that department, but you know, it's a learning experience.
Gotcha. And I feel that with being a management, it's kind of like it's a machine, but if you already have hands on, it's kind of like you have to kind of tell the management part of this is who I am, this is what you like to me, and you can't change me for your sake of you want me to be a certain way. Or sound a certain way, because
you want me to be, as they say, an industry puppet,
Exactly, and I feel that you don't get that because you're very headstrong into knowing what you want and your sound and your look, and you just want the Timothy Melvin experience. That's it, and a lot of times. Where if you fall into management, they want you to look a certain sound. And it's kind of like a competitive game, like, oh, I want you to sound like so-and-so. I want you to look like this person. I am not name-dropping nobody's name, but I am not trying to get red. But you feel what I'm saying. You know, it's
no,
like,
I feel exactly what you're saying, 110%, because that's how it is to see. You know, honestly, that's how it's always been in the industry since, like, forever. Because you have certain artists that, they want you to be this certain artist, but they want you to sell like this artist, but they didn't want to put in that type of artist money.
Right.
You know, you want me to be a so-and-so, but you ain't paying no so-and-so money. You ain't putting no so-and-so money.
Right, and it's like they run you like a machine, so it's like their own personally made robot.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah,
like you're programmed by it. You have to do what they say, and I feel that you're moving along the right way. That if anyone that wants to get in contact with you, because like we have like a lot of platforms where we can actually promote ourselves as social media. And social media is one of them. We have the Instagram, we have the Facebook, we have the Twitter, we have Snapchat. You know, our platforms are there. Like back then, when we go out back then where we were trying to promote artists, it was the street team to get the record label. They put a little budget. They have group people. We go out. I was in them days too, hanging up flyers and going to different clubs after they were closed and passing out. You know, demos for the artists that they're pushing for at other label, and now it's just different now because I love when I see artists and they could just sponsor themselves and then you be like, oh, okay, let me see what this person. But when we first met, I looked at your page and said, oh, this cat is cool. Like I like what he's doing. So when you went to the music part, I said, oh, okay. So, I see he's serious, but I always wonder, does he have a manager? That's all I kept asking.
And that's
because
in your answer. No, I don't. That's the end. I don't have a manager.
Because it's like where you stay at, like you in the heart of opportunity. It's so many of them. But it's who you know now.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a pick and choose. Mm-hmm.
It's also that I don't want just anybody to be my manager. I want somebody that, you know, that I can trust.
Exactly.
You know, this is my art, and this is what, you know, this is what I'm trying to present. And I don't want to give anybody, I don't want to, like, sign with any management company, and they, you know, like you said, they want to try to change. I'm like, no, that's not me.
Right.
Like, I have to trust you. Like, you have to believe in my product, you have to believe in my art, my music and stuff. And if I can't, if you can't do that, then it's going to be a problem.
Oh, yeah, that is so true. And who are some of your influences in your sound and your music, actually?
Oh, God, that's a long, long, long list.
Well, break it down.
All right, well,
I know you have a main one now.
My main one is Whitney, the late, great Miss Whitney Houston.
Oh, and she kudos to her for her Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That's right.
And it was just
long overdue. And you
one
know
nomination.
the huh?
And one nomination.
Yep.
Yeah, that's
and you know the music, the rock purists are furious, right?
Yes.
Yeah, but that's a whole other conversation right there. But
right. We're gonna have to talk about that later. Yeah, because I've already, because you know, we're gonna get real deep up in that. Yeah.
Uh huh.
Yeah, but Whitney,
Whitney that's the voice. That's the voice right there. I don't care what anyone says. She's had her ups and downs with, like any other human, but that's my number one right there. And also, my other influences is Luther Vandross, Mr. Luther.
Oh, my God.
The king of R&B. That's the king of R&B right there. I don't care what nobody says.
The king
of R&B.
I 110% agree with you. And Luther is in my top five. He is in my top five. And I hear a lot of that in your music, too.
That's the thing. I try to – see, I grew up listening to that type of stuff. I 8, 9 years old, I would listen to Stephanie Mills, Anita Baker, Phyllis Hyman, Patti LaBelle, Diana Ross. I would listen to, as you say, old folk music, because that's what I liked, because it was just something about that sound and something about the way they sang that just captured me. And I tried my best to try to, like, imitate that, you know, try to put that to my music, because a lot of music nowadays doesn't have that. Yes, I said it. It doesn't have that.
Exactly.
And that's like, I really want to, like, try to put that in my music, try to feel like, you know, the soul, try to bring the soul back as best as I can.
Right. And I feel you on that, because a lot of time, to me, music is so saturated right now. It's like everybody's in the same pot of gumbo.
It's so saturated.
It's just doesn't move me like it used to. And I feel, and me and my friends had an argument about this. I said R&B stopped in 1999. They was like, you know what?
Oh, wow.
I think so.
1999?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because a lot of artists were sounding the same, looking the same. Even hip hop too, it starts sounding.
Yeah,
and that's why a lot of the indie artists, where I like them, because they stay genuine to their real sound of who they are, and this is what their influences is, part of their brand, and we capture that a lot of times when we listen to them. Because we hear those influences in their voices. They're like, hey, they sound like Whitney Houston, Michael Jackson, Prince, you know, those that paved the way for the music today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
yeah, you are absolutely right.
And also, we're about to get into this single right now. We're about to play it. And it's called So Much More. Okay, let's talk about the song. So I want you to break it down to me. What's it all about?
This is it's about my past. It's pretty much about my love life for the past 10 years.
Ooh, Lord. Single? Single or
that's pretty much it. But honestly, there's really not really much. Really not much of a storyline to it, but that's what connected. Honestly, with this one, this single is 100% original.
Right.
The beat is original. The melody, the lyrics are original because how it came about it was produced by D. Hutch and Drawzilla up in Poughkeepsie, New York. Oh God, I forgot the studio that they're in, but please forgive me. But I'm horrible. Matter of fact, this thing is pretty much it's over 4 years old, and it's still I call it my baby. It's my baby because what we did. They did everything from scratch. We sat down in the studio. They said, "Daddy, what did you want?" I said, "I want a dance number." They said, "Okay." So it slowly came together. You know, started with the bass line. You know, with the drum beat, with the keys and the key changes and the key signatures and all that. And then once it came together, I started writing it.
Gotcha.
And then going on and when it was done, they gave me the beat and I wrote to it and I came back and maybe on the track.
Oh wow! So I'll let you introduce the song right here on Soul Curvers Radio. Go ahead and do it.
This is my single, So Much More. Hope you enjoy it.
Yes, exclusively on Soul Curvers Radio.
That's right.
Oh, right. Ooh, yay. I love that song. Oh my God, that's like a feel.
Thank
good.
You.
I need a video.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that. I've been in the video for a while too.
Come on, break it down. Let me. I want to know what's going on. Will we see a visual or something with this? Because I can see this.
I'm honestly, I'm open to ideas. I am so open to ideas for a full video for this. I really am. Bad.
I love this song. I'm serious. I'm not
Thank
trying to
you
gas
so much.
You up. I'm
Thank
serious.
Thank you so much. I take the thing about it is for me when I write songs and I have to connect with the music.
Right.
Because if I don't, it's gonna sound like garbage.
Exactly, man. That was woo.
And that's also another reason why I take so long to come out with songs, because like I'm picky when it comes to my beats. I am. I'm picky when it comes to it, because if I can't connect with the beat, like I don't know, like what's the point?
Right. And that's the chemistry as the artist when they intervision their lyric content, because it's due to the subject matter of personal being a personal situation. You know, that's why as music, it attaches to the heart. So it has to be a meaning to it. It has to be a meaning to it. You know, because
right.
if
you're right.
you like you have songs that are happy, sad, love, hate, sexual, sensual, you know, but this one, I feel a connection of you yearning out for love.
Oh wow!
Not just I felt it. I felt
wow.
it.
Wow, honestly,
it's like I have so much more than just this area of me. It's other parts that if you want to get
and
to
that,
know
and that's
me,
exactly what the, that's exactly what the song is about.
And if you
want
to get to know me. If you want to get to know me, you got to, you know, I got all the other stuff, but it's so much more. You know
exactly.
what I mean?
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. And that's how it should be like for anybody. Not just for me, but just for anybody.
Right. And it's like, I can relate to that. That's why I was like, hey, come on now. I said, come on so much more. Shoot. Man.
Oh, thank
like,
you. I'm so glad you like it.
Man, no, if nobody don't like this, y'all need to deplug your ears, because if you
don't listen
to the lyric content of this song, especially for Valentine's Day, a.k.a. Single Awareness Day for me. Hello?
You are 100% right about that.
Yes. This is for the single people. I'm serious. I'm going to blow this song up for Valentine's Day. Like, hey, this is the single awareness theme song for all the single people out there. Hey, I'm telling you.
man,
I'm telling
you. Thank
you
so much.
I said, Timothy, you done started something.
Uh-oh, man.
You done started a movement, and it's
going
to happen. With this song, because I felt
I
that.
And I receive it. I receive it, and I welcome that. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and y'all better buy it on iTunes.
Yes,
Spotify.
It's available on all digital platforms.
Yeah.
It's available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play. You can stream it on Spotify. It's up there. It's up there. Go get it.
No, I'm telling you, we're about to put this as a single awareness theme song. I'm telling you, because I'm gonna make a video for it. You know, I'm good with that. I'll make a video for it real quick have people buy this album. Like, hey, the single awareness theme song, hashtag single awareness theme song. I'm telling you.
I'm going to start using that. Single awareness theme song.
Exactly. That's what it is. I'm telling you. But I actually love the other song, Vibing. I wish I could play it. But
I wish you could play it too.
I know.
That's actually one of my newest ones too. I recorded that like a couple of months ago, and that's going to be on my upcoming EP, which I'm not gonna lie, I've been working on this EP for a good 4 years, five years.
I know people that have been working on albums for 3 or 4 years, and they finally put it out. Hey, it's all about timing and perfection.
Because I actually had to go into your studio a couple of weeks ago and re-record a song that I recorded. But
Are you serious?
Yeah, I did. I recorded the song, I think it's 2015, 16. I forgot when I recorded it. You know, it was fine, but then I went back and listened to it. I said, I don't like it. Like, there are a lot of parts that just seem like very, like, flat and, you know. But so I went back in the studio, and I re-recorded it, and I'm gonna go back in the studio in like another couple of weeks, another few days, to fine tune everything and everything mixed down. And I will have that out ASAP.
Well, my brother, you can slide that EP over here and let me hear.
Okay. you know I got you. I got you. I got you, brother. I got you.
And I'm actually, like, if you could, like, if you release it, hey, you know where to come to, you know, plug it in to,
okay.
Hey, for you get, you know,
hey, any type of promotion, I am for it. I am so for it.
Well, you have my back 110% on this project because these previous singles I really love. And I see you out there grinding and, you know, pushing it hard and, you know, like I said, social media is that platform to, you know, push your product out there because it's more accessible to get to and listen to. And you got it. You got it.
Thank you. And, you know, it makes me feel so good that someone is actually paying attention because, you know, like, according to my social media, people see that they don't feel that I don't do music anymore. They see me doing obstacles races and working out, which is not true. I'm still singing. I just don't post a lot about it. I may post a video here and there of me singing, you know, playing around, but I don't post a lot about my music because, like, I want to like wait till the project is done. And I'm like, hey, bam, here it is.
Right. And I think that with social media, from your personal and your music. So do you have a music page actually?
Yes, Timothy Melvin on Facebook. That's my music page.
Okay.
And Sir Timothy Sings Sir Timothy Sings on Twitter and Timothy Melvin on Facebook. Those are like my main music page. Promote most of the music there.
And so you're not under no label. It's just strictly just all you.
Strictly just all me.
Okay, gotcha. I love it. I love it. I love it. Because I'm telling you, this is going to be a movement for you. And, you know, the perfection for this album. And I'm looking forward. I'm actually excited to hear this EP coming out. To be honest with you. I'm like, okay, let me see what he's going to bring. Because, you know,
the pressure.
Well, we always are our worst critics, and
you're right.
Because we want something done right. And what sign are you, by the way?
I'm a Libra.
Ah, figure that. Okay, see, I love y'all Libras because y'all are the type of people, y'all go getters.
You're right.
Y'all man-made, pretty much. Self-made.
Yeah, you're right.
Everything that you put your mind to, it will work. And and y'all very team effort people. So when you get a team of people that you're able to, you know, move in the directions and to get everything done. But I see the direction and I want you to push yourself forward in this music career? Because, like, where you stay at, you in New York, right?
Jersey City, but like, I'm right across the border from New York.
Right.
So you pretty much stay in New York.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. So it's the opportunities out there. You just have to make it yourself. And
yeah.
I believe that you can do it because I see the potential in you. And, you know, you have these platforms out there where you could go out there and just pretty much book yourself. You know, it's a lot of places where you could sit down with folks and, you know, give them a plug in your ear and say, hey, I want to do a showcase here and there, you know, just to get a name out there so people could support and push your product up out here. But I'm going to tell you about these folks in L.A. These mofos always want something, give it to them. And when I see my friends that come from the East Coast that come out here, even the artist that I'm working with, she came out here and still pushed, and look where she's at right now.
Wow.
And she's self-made on her own. And that's why I love her ethic of work, because the team of people, including myself, sees that. And she has hands-on with everything. And that's what I want you to do, is you get a team of people that believe in you and just put them together. You know, go out there, you know, brainstorm with people and, you know, tell them, hey, this is what I'm all about. This is what I want to do. You know, artwork, people that do artwork, photography. I see this project going there as long as you make it more presentable than just trying to make it into a machine.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? To make for the commercial artists. If you go out
you're
there,
right.
Because you dope. You dope. I ain't gonna lie. You dope.
Thank you. Thank you. This makes you feel so good, because growing up, when I first started singing, I was made fun of. I was told I couldn't sing. I was told, oh, you need to take singing lessons. Oh, you just need to stop singing altogether. I got all this type of negativity telling me you can't do it, don't even try it, like why are you even bothering? But something said to me, you know what, just forget what they got to say, keep pushing, it makes you happy, keep pushing, and that's exactly what I do, what I did, what I'm continuing to do.
Exactly, and I still get made fun of, you know, still to this day.
I still get made fun of too, even when I started singing. When I started singing opera, people would say to me, oh, you sing opera. Black folk don't sing that. Little do they know.
I said, you better look in your textbook and Google that.
Exactly. We got a whole history up in that. Come on now.
You better get into Leontine Price. You got Kathleen Battle. Come on now.
Mm-hmm. You got the late great Jesse Norman. You got Denise Graves. Don't get me started now.
Come on now. It's always the black folks that's trying to start it all, thinking they know it all, because y'all was raised on Aretha Franklin and Gladys Knight and Patti LaBelle. We was raised on some other upbringing than just R&B up in our house.
Thank you. And Aretha herself loves herself some classical and opera. She said that herself. I forgot. There was, I think, maybe about a couple of days after she passed, I think it was Opera America or something that they put up, and they said that she had a full interview saying, oh, I love listening to classical and opera. I was like, I love listening to Jesse Norman sing in German. I love listening to Kathleen Battle. I love Grace Lumbridge. She said, I love listening to that. She said, you know, as you know, I do a concert with some down home flat foot singing. I like to have them put me a nice glass of wine and put on some Kathleen Battle and just relax. Yes, Aretha, the Queen of Soul, said this herself.
Right.
So yes, it's out there.
Yeah, exactly. But I feel that with, you know, people that, you know, kind of intimidate. I think when people act like that towards us, because they're not doing what we're doing. So, you know, it's going to be a lot of naysayers. They're going to say, oh, why are you doing this? And you can't do this. You can't do that. It's never a never. The effort is trying. And trying.
I've had people in my family tell me that. I've had people say, oh, well, you can't do what those white folks do. And I'm like, well, why can't
Why can't I? I could get a piece of the pie, too. Hey.
Exactly.
The pie is divided to get it. Hey, go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Because nobody is not going to do what you do unless you do it for yourself. And I tell people that showing what you do is better than telling them what you're going to do.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's the success right there of being who you are as genuine. And a lot of times that when people try to intimidate you, and like you said again, they will try to tell you, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this, don't. Why are you doing this, why are you doing that? You ain't going to do like this. You ain't going to be better than this. You ain't going to be. It's never about being better than anybody. It's about just being yourself. And a lot of times, people got to understand you can't be anybody else. And I respect your everything that you do. I see you. You know, we here. I see
you. Thank you.
And you keep doing what you're doing. Because I have very high potential and mad love and support for you. And anything
you do.
Thank you
so much. Thank you so much.
And you're doing it by yourself. You're your own machine. And I think, damn. It's like you got a whole team of people around him, but it's just you.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see.
Even when I had a manager, it was just me and her. I know a couple of people that, you know, that helped me out and put me on showcases, you know, and they definitely helped me out, and they still help me out when they have a show coming up. I'll hit them up and say, hey, can I get in your showcase? I definitely want to can I give a shout out to them? Thank you.
This is your platform.
I want to give a shout out to Marcos Luis and his One Mic Night. That was one of the first showcases that I've ever performed in. Back in when I first came out with my first album in like 2009, 2010. He was like one of the first showcases. I want to give a shout out to John Ari. Hope I'm saying his last name right, but he knows him. Okay, Voiceless Music. I got to give them a shout out because they did a showcase back in 2014 called Soul of the Streets.
Oh, wow.
I performed in that and I actually won. I wasn't expecting to win. I won. And I want to give him a shout out because he had always giving me a platform, always giving me a voice, you know, to say my talents. And I also want to give a shout out to Miss Apollonia Cruz, a good drag friend of mine. She's always doing performances, always producing shows, and she's always giving me a platform to perform. And I want to thank all three of them for that. Thank you so much, guys.
Yes, kudos. And it's all about the people that from the day ones, I call them the day ones that paved the way for you doing what you're doing. And it's all about the mad love and support still to this day. That's why a lot of times I had some day ones, but they gone. Because, you know, and when you reach new levels on things, it's like people start to switch up and change on you. And of course, as they always do. And it's all about them day ones, quote unquote day ones. I tell people that they're still to this day, and I have some day ones still to this day, you know. But I appreciate this platform that I'm doing because I love music.
I appreciate you because you're doing. You're continuing to doing what the day ones that I've experienced are doing. You're still doing that, and I definitely appreciate that, and I thank you so much for that because a lot of us independent artists don't have a platform. We're looking for a platform, and a lot of us can't find it.
Exactly. Agree. Agree. Well, I thank you so much for coming on my show. It's been a long time coming. We've been trying to get
I
this
know,
thing together,
right? Thank you.
and we did it. And I appreciate you. I'm looking forward to many more projects from you. And where can people reach out to you?
They can reach me on my Facebook page, Timothy Melvin. It's Timothy Melvin, spelled M-E-L. Apostrophe V-I-N, Timothy Melvin. You can also find me on my Instagram, Sir Timothy Melvin. You also find me on my Twitter at Sir Timothy Sings.
Right. Okay, yes. Thank you, Timothy. I appreciate you. We're going to talk soon, you know, about the
new
album.
Oh, of course, definitely.
Yeah, I'm going to put them back on here, y'all, and buy the single Awareness theme song, so much more. Yes.
Thank you so
it.
Much for having me. I really appreciate it. I'm looking forward to doing it again, because once my project is done fully, I will slide that to you, and I will come right back on the show. We can talk about that more.
Oh yeah, definitely. Thank you guys for listening. I have a second show coming up in the next 15 minutes with my good singing, songwriting friend, Frankie Faye. Thank you for tuning in for Soul Craves Radio with my guest, Timothy Melvin. Peace.
Later, y'all.